Thanks for that. Okay, well, with that intro, there's a lot of pressure here. So, anyway, he stole some of my thunder because I was going to be like, hey, this is a message for kids, okay? So all you adults here may be like, okay, well, I can turn myself off now, you know, turn off the hearing aids. But no, this is also for you because the biblical truths apply to everyone, okay? So it's going to be a lot of fun. It may be a little crazy, and if it gets crazy, you can be mad at me, but it doesn't matter because, you know, you didn't hire me. So you can fire me, but that won't matter. Anyway, I'm going to pray because I need prayer. I need a lot of help. So I want everyone to put your hands in the air and wave them around like you just don't care. Clap them together. Put them in your laps. Bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much that you love us and that you care about us. And I ask that you would help me now as I teach. Would you please give me the words to say? I need you, and I cannot do this without you. And I ask that you'd help all of those who are here, that they would be able to listen carefully to what you have to say, and that you would speak to them through this. So I thank you. Thank you that you are a helper. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, that wasn't supposed to be up there, so just spoiled everything. I was going to tell you, I'm going to talk about this word called grace. La la. Now it can be up there. Okay. Now, grace, one way you can define grace is God giving me the strength and the desire to obey him. So now I'm going to make you do it. So I want everyone to stand up. This is what we're going to be learning for today. So you need to get it down with the motion. So repeat after me, not with me, okay? So grace
is God
giving me
the strength
and the desire
to obey
him. Okay, now, all together with me. Grace is God giving me the strength and the desire to obey him. Very good, thank you. You may all sit down. Although, it sounded like you were a little grumpy while you're saying that, so I don't know. Sorry if you're mad at me. Okay, so basically, I'm going to tell you a little story that has to do with grace. Okay, so I want you to remember this definition. Don't forget it, because you're going to see it in our lesson. So take that memory thought, grab it, okay, and stick it in your brain. Okay, see, the kids did that, and everyone else is like, what? I was telling you to do that, but that's okay. So throughout this lesson, I'm going to ask you guys to do some stuff so you can get involved, like you're in the story, like it comes to life, and it's real, okay? So, but I have a verse that goes along with this, so remember this one too. It is Hebrews 4:16, and it says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." So, this grace is God giving us the strength and the desire to obey him, right? Well, it describes God's throne as even grace. But I have a question for you. It says here, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence." Can you, any of you, go to God's throne this afternoon and talk to him? What? Yes, bingo! Yes, you can. By what? Praying. That's right. Very good. You guys are ahead of me. Why do I even need to teach? Okay. Yes, no. It's by praying to God. And when we pray to God and ask him for help, he will give us the grace to help in our time of need. Okay. So this is important. Remember all of this stuff that I'm telling you, because you're going to see it in this story come to life. Okay. So, without further ado, let us begin. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a boy named Marcus. Everyone say Marcus. Marcus. Now, Marcus lived in the country of England. Who here thinks they know where England is on this map? Anyone? Yeah. Who wants to use the fancy-dancy laser pointer and show us? Who's got the guts? David, I saw your hand. It was partial, but you want to do it? Come hither forth. No? Come here. You can do it. Okay. Everyone give a round of applause. Yeah. All right. Now, show us on this map where it is. It's not the bottom green thing. I'll give you a clue. Okay. Not quite. Okay. Okay. Here. Bingo. Yes. That is it. Well done. Should have gave him some help, you know. So, yes. It is right there. The country of England, which is also part of Great Britain, which is also the United Kingdom. So they're not sure what they are. Okay, just kidding. It's messed up. I looked it up and I was like, okay, so England is a country and it's part of the United Kingdom. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Anyway, so this is where England is. And if you want to know where we are, we're approximately right there, except in this map, it doesn't show Michigan. You see that? We're gone. They don't even care about us. At least the lakes, anyway. Okay. So anyway, there we are. And Marcus lived in the country of England, in the city of London. La la la. Now, got a question for you. Have you ever been to this place? Anyone? You already saw what I did there. That's a knee slapper. Okay, Ben, Big Ben, you get it? At the Palace of Westminster, whatever. Yes. This is a side thing. It doesn't even apply to the lesson. I just thought of it. It was really punny, so I had to say it. Okay. Anyway, he lived in the country of England, in the city of London. And Marcus, unfortunately, was an orphan. You guys know what an orphan is? No mommy, no daddy. He was all by him lonesomes. And he lived in an orphanage with other orphans. Very sad. Very sad. Well, Marcus had a very hard job. Every day, he would have to go out and he would have to deliver newspapers in the city of London. So he'd be out there, newspapers, newspapers, get your newspapers here. Hey, hey, here you go. And he'd deliver all these newspapers all day, and all day. And then he'd come home to his orphanage, not really his home. And, you know, he'd eat some supper and do some school, go to sleep, and then he'd do the same thing all over again. Sound pretty boring, right? Yes, it was pretty boring. And he had dreamed that one day he would eventually leave dark and dreary London and would join the Navy, crazy enough, and would explore the many adventures out there on the seven seas. That was his dream anyway. But it wasn't happening because he was all by himself in London. Well, one day, Marcus was having a normal, average day. He went out, you know, delivered his newspapers, and then he came back to the orphanage, and he was eating his supper when he noticed a very tall man walk into the orphanage. No, it wasn't me. Okay. Walked into the orphanage, and he walked over to the headmaster, which is the dude in charge of the orphanage, okay? He walked over there, and he starts talking with this guy. You couldn't hear what they're saying, so it sounded like this. Okay. And he's like, well, that's weird. And as they're talking, he notices that they occasionally stare over in Marcus's direction and kind of point at him. And it's like, well, that's weird. What have I done? Okay. Well, as he's eating, they come over to him and they're like, Marcus, the headmaster says. He's like, Marcus, this man here is Mr. Grant, is his name. And he says that he would like to adopt you. Oh, snap. Pretty awesome, right? And Marcus is like, oh, okay, this is my chance. I can be adopted. This is going to be cool. And headmaster was like, so what do you say, Marcus? Would you like to go with this man? Marcus is like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, you know, go pack your things and hurry up. So he goes and he gets all his few things that he has, which isn't much. And he gets them and he goes with Mr. Grant off into the city there, okay? And they go out and Mr. Grant takes him to a nice little cafe in London. And it's a little dark now, okay? And they both sit down and have a nice cup of hot chocolate. So I want everyone to take a deep breath. Breathe in that hot chocolate. Mm. Delicious. Okay? So he's, you know, sitting there, sipping his hot chocolate. And Mr. Grant tells him something amazing. It's going to be cool. It's his dream come true. Spoiler alert. So Mr. Grant says, Marcus, I work on a merchant ship. Oh, okay. Not the Navy, but it's so cool. And he's like, I work on this merchant ship, and, you know, I go all over the world. Pretty cool. And I do a lot of cool stuff, and it's pretty amazing. But I need some help, and I need someone to come and work on this ship. So what do you say? What do you think Marcus said? Yeah! Yes, absolutely! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Okay, he was super excited. He was like, yes, I want to come work with you. And he's like, okay, this is going to be a lot of hard work. I don't know if you can do this. He's like, absolutely, I can do this. Don't worry. Okay, well, we'll go there tomorrow. Okay, so the day passed, and it came to morning, and they went to Mr. Grant's ship, and it was glorious. La, la, la! Oh, it's beautiful. And Marcus was super excited. He was like, oh, look at that. That's so cool. Tell you what, he was more excited than a kid eating a gallon of ice cream at Disney World, okay? He was super excited. He was like, whoa, this is so amazing. This is my dream come true. So he takes him up onto this ship, okay? And they start getting ready, loading everything up, and they load all their supplies onto the ship, okay? So they load some barrels and some ropes and some cleaning supplies and all these different crates onto the boat to get ready to leave off into the wild adventure of the sea. Anyway, they load all this stuff up, including their random chunky monkey. It's kind of fun to say chunky monkey. Say it, chunky monkey. You know you want to say it. It's fun, okay? Anyway, so they load all this stuff up, and they're about ready to go. But Mr. Grant tells Marcus, he's like, Marcus, over there is the anchor rope. I need you to pull that in. It's the rope attached to the anchor. Okay? I need you to pull that in because we're going to set sail. And he's like, okay. So he runs over to the side of the ship. He grabs onto that rope. Okay? And he's like, okay, I'm going to pull this in. So he's pulling. That was a new noise. Okay. He couldn't pull it in. It was way too heavy. He's like, I can't do this. Well, Mr. Grant notices Marcus struggling. So he comes over there and he's like, Marcus, you need some help. Marcus is like, yeah, I guess so. So Mr. Grant puts his big old hands right in front of Marcus's, and together they pull, and they pull, and they pull, yeah, up onto the ship, the anchor. Yay, everyone happy. I didn't say you had to clap. I was just clapping, but okay. Anyway, so they get this onto the boat, and Mr. Grant says, Marcus, you know, whenever you need the strength to do something, just call me, okay? And I'll help you. Uh-oh. Does that sound familiar? Something? Maybe before we learn? Okay, just keep that in your thoughts. Anyway, so they get that loaded up. And they set sail off into the wild blue yonder. Well, I think that's the sky, but it can work for this too. Okay, and they're off there sailing. And about, I'd say, a week later, a storm arises. Oh, it's a bad storm. There's thunder, and there's lightning, and there's rain, of course, and it's going crazy, okay? And the ship begins to sink. This isn't good. So they have a pump, and Marcus's job was to pump this pump forever. And pump, and pump, and pump. So I want everyone to pump with me. Do this. Pump, and pump, and pump, and pump, uh-huh, and pump, and pump, and pump. Okay, you stop. Okay, so Marcus, he did this for a really, really long time. And he was getting tired, okay? So I'm going to skip that there. So he was really tired. He's like, I can't do it anymore. And he stops. Now, if you stop pumping a pump that's pumping out the water so the boat doesn't sink, what's going to happen? The boat sinks, right? So Mr. Grant, he's up there, and he's noticing the boat's starting to sink. What's going on here? So he goes down, and he sees Marcus, and he's like, Marcus, what are you doing? The boat's going to sink. And he's like, I know. I'm just too tired. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do it, and I don't have the strength to do it. So Mr. Grant thought he'd help him out. So he pulls out a whopping huge orange. Now, it actually wasn't that big. It was like a regular size, So it looks bigger up there. But anyway, he pulls out this orange and he's like, here you go, Marcus, have this. So Marcus is like, ooh, okay, well, thank you. So he takes this and he eats it up. Ah, delicious. And then he's like, huh, you know, I feel pretty good now. I think I can go back to work. And Mr. Grant says, okay, you go ahead and you get back to that pumping that water pump. But just remember, whenever you need the strength or the desire to do something, just call for me, okay? And Marcus is like, okay, I'll remember that. Sound familiar? Okay, okay. So anyway, they eventually get out of that storm, and, you know, the water goes away out of the boat. And they're sailing along, and I'd say about 2.5 weeks later, and one day, they were out on the sea. And Marcus was leaning over the railing of the boat there. He was looking out. Oh, such a beautiful day. And he was noticing dolphins jump up. Woo, look at that. Amazing. He's like, ah, oh, this is nice. Such a nice, lovely day. Then he notices something. Off in the distance, he sees... it's crackling. Excuse me. He sees a ship. He's like, well, that's an interesting ship. And it was really far away. So he's like, I wonder what kind of ship that is. So he decided he would pull out his telescope. Someone, everyone, pull out your telescope like this. Let me see it. Let me see your telescopes. Okay, so he pulled out his telescope. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to look at this ship here. So he zooms in onto the flag. And he's like, wonder what kind of flag that is.
What kind of flag is this?
Pirates! Okay, now, pirates, are they friendly? No,
they are not. This is a bad thing. And Marcus, he's like,
Well, just then, a man from up above on the ship yells out, pirates ahoy! And everyone on Mr. Grant's ship goes crazy. Okay, so men are running around. They're getting their guns, and they're getting their swords, and everything else that they need, and they're loading the cannons. Marcus is kind of freaking out. He's like, oh, boy. This is kind of scary. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mr. Grant, he runs up to Marcus, and he's like, okay, Marcus, I need you to go down to my cabin below deck and get my 2 pistols, okay?
Marcus is like, okay.
So Marcus, he starts running. This is how he ran. Okay, so he's running through the boat here when all of a sudden, bam, the pirate ship smashes into their ship, and pirates are jumping off like crazy. They're like, yeah! Scare you? Okay. Messed up my thing here. I have planned that out, but not with this thing. Okay. Anyway, let me recover. So the pirates come up here, and they're jumping onto their ship. And Marcus is freaking out, because now there's pirates fighting with other dudes. And he's like, what am I going to do? So he starts running, and he's dodging people as they're fighting. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And eventually he gets down to where the cabin is, Mr. Grant's cabin. And he's looking around for his pistols, and he's like, where are his pistols? I don't see his pistols. Where could this be? This isn't good. When all of a sudden, do you know what happened? You heard footsteps? Like this? Well, that sounds really good. Okay. And you know who it was? Pirates. This isn't peace. This is the number. 2. There was 2 pirates. And they walked in. Marcus sees them, and he's like, hey. And they're like, you know, typical pirates. Arg, what do you think you be doing there, laddie? You're coming with us. Is this a good thing? No, this isn't a good thing. Well, Marcus, he's freaking out. He's like, what am I going to do? So he's over here in the corner, cowering. And he's like, what do I have? Toothpick? That's no good. Thumbtack? No, that's no good. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Yeah, that's no good. What am I going to do? And all of a sudden, it hit him. Light bulb! He was thinking, he's like, I can call for Mr. Grant to come save me. Good idea, right? So I want everyone on the count of 3 to yell as loud as you can, Mr. Grant. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, very good. And that's what Marcus did. He yelled out, Mr. Grant, as loud as he could. Now, do you think Mr. Grant came? Yes, he did. You better know it. He came running down, boom, boom, boom. And you have to understand, Mr. Grant was a big man, okay? He could put down some cheeseburgers, let me tell you. So he came busting in there, and he's like, hey, what do you think you're doing? He starts beating up those pirates. He's like, boom, bang, pow. Okay, so he beats these pirates up, and he takes them up to the top deck, and he throws the first one overboard. Yeah, yeah, psh. And he throws the other one overboard. Psh, psh, yeah, I can see my house from here. Yeah, psh. And he throws those two pirates overboard. Mr. Grant saved the day. Yeah. Well, eventually they get the rest of those pesky pirates off their ship. And Mr. Grant comes back to Marcus. And he's like, Marcus, good job. You knew that when you needed help to call me. So good job. Marcus is like, oh, well, thanks. Wasn't that hard. So then they set sail off into the sunset for many adventures later on. So it was lovely. And Marcus had learned some very valuable lessons. What did he learn? Someone want to tell us, what did he learn? Anybody, somebody, nobody. Hey, you call a big guy when you need help. Okay, so Mr. Grant, right? Now, if you remember, what was the definition I gave you earlier? I want everyone to stand up. Yes, groans and yes, fantastic. Okay, and say the definition of grace with me. Grace is God giving me the strength and the desire to obey Him. Very good, thank you. You may all sit down. So grace is God giving us the strength and the desire to obey Him. That's cool. Now, Marcus, when he was on this boat and he didn't have the strength to pull up the anchor, who helped him? Mr. Grant, that's right. And when he was pumping that water pump and he didn't have the strength or the desire to do that, who came and helped him? That's right. And when he was in danger with the pirates freaking out, not knowing what to do, and he called for someone, who came to help him? Mr. Grant, that's right. And you see, we have someone in our lives who is way better than Mr. Grant. Who's that? God, that's right. And you see, God is always with us. He never leaves us, and He is willing to help us and provide His grace. Okay, remember, oh, this wasn't supposed to be in there. Ignore that. Anyway, remember the verse I showed you before, Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, when we need help with something to obey God, like let's say your parents, you know, have you do chores. Who likes doing chores in here? Anyone? Didn't think so. Oh, we got one hand. Oh, right. Fantastic. But now, chores normally aren't that fun. Or cleaning your room, you know. Or maybe going to school. Or maybe going to work for some of us. Or, you know, doing the dishes. That's not fun either. And, you know, we have all this stuff that we don't like to do, but we should do them because, you know, our parents tell us to. And if we want to obey God, we should do them. But let's set up an example here. Who here has to clean their room? Anyone? Okay, very good. Those who don't raise your hand have a messy room. Okay? Well, yes, you have to clean your room. And your parents, let's say they tell you to go clean your room. And you're like, I really don't want to. I'm really tired. And, you know, was at school all day. Okay, but now I have to clean my room. And I don't want to. What should you do in that instance? Okay, yes. So call on God, right? That's absolutely right. Yes, because God will help you. He will give you His grace, which is the strength and the desire to obey Him. And did you know that there was a man in the Bible who did this very thing? And he did it very well, actually. There was a verse before this one that I didn't show you.
Ooh, a secret verse. Ooh, yay. Not really.
Okay, it is Hebrews 4:15. And it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way as we are, yet he did not sin." So question, who in the Bible never sinned? Jesus, that's right. Thank you for the hand, though. That was good. Yes, it was Jesus. Jesus never sinned. And if you see the verse before this, the high priest is talking about Jesus. So it says here that Jesus, this verse is basically saying, Jesus understands what we're going through. So when you're having a hard time, and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this, realize that Jesus knows what you're going through because he's been through it, right? But much worse, because Jesus came and he died on a cross, and he willingly did that for us so that we could be saved from our sin. But he had to rely on God for help in that. Okay, so realize when you're like, ugh, I need help, call to God. God understands, and he will help you. Okay? So, my challenge to you guys is when you go about, you know, your normal week, whatever, and there comes up something that you don't like, or there's just something that you need help, who should you call to? God, right? Because like Marcus called for Mr. Grant for help, we can call to God for help. Now have this little, oh, whoopsie, whoops-a-doozy again. That wasn't supposed to be in there either. Okay, we have this right here. This says, God, I need you. So I want everyone to say that with me. God, I need you. Very good. So when you are struggling and you need help, you can pray to God and say, God, I need you, okay? So I can give you an example. Like preparing this whole lesson and thing, I tell you, I had to call out to God a lot to be like, God, I need you because I can't do this on my own. And God helps me and God can help you too because does God love you? Yes, he does. Does he understand what you're going through? Yes, he does, because Jesus went through the whole thing, just like you did. So he knows and understands, and he will help you. Okay, so I want everyone to put your hands in the air again and wave them around like you just don't care. Clap them together. Put them in your lap. Bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much that you love us and that you want to help us. And God, we need you. We cannot live a life that pleases you on our own strength. We cannot do it. So we need you. Will you help us, please? Will you give us strength and a desire to obey you? Thank you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, that's all I got for you. So, goodbye.